I'm your host, William White Crow, and welcome to Sovereign Minds Radio, your number one conspiracy talk radio show in the North State. And with me here tonight is Nate, my co-host, and Chandra, our producer. And boy, do we have a great show for you tonight. Our main topic is the Kennedy assassination. We're going to get right into a lot of things dealing with his assassination tonight, so don't change that dial. We have a show that's going to blow your socks off, at least. But before we get started, we have some news threads for you here. Surprise! Sarah Palin has announced that she's going to run for president. Does that really surprise anybody here?
No.
I don't think
shocker.
So.
That annoys me, though.
Okay, gotcha. That's our hot man on fire here, Nate. Also in the news today, charges have been filed, and there is now a $100,000 warrant out for the uncle that took the 15-year-old Jean Brillinghoff from her home last Wednesday. It's about time, I feel.
Yeah, so they got some evidence on him?
Well, basically, they finally said, okay, and they should have done this, I believe, to begin with, put a warrant out for his arrest and put some money on his head, you know. That always brings in a little more people wanting to get more information to him quicker, you know.
Especially when you disappear.
Exactly. I'd really hate to have that happen to somebody in my family. And like we say, our prayers and wishes are out to the family there. Here's something that's going to make you unhappy, I should say. There's a bill on the Senate floor right now. It's called Senate Bill S-510. We want you all to look it up. And it's a new Food Safety Modernization Act. Many people, and yes, even some politicians, are saying that this is one of the most dangerous bills in American history. Many politicians are saying that. And so we really want to look at that, you know. If they're saying it, well, we better start thinking about it real quick here. It is said that this bill could possibly end our right to buy and sell locally homegrown foodstuffs right here in our own county and in America. This bill would once again give the feds and state government the right to tell us what we could grow, trade, and transport as far as local foodstuffs go. Now, come on, we have a farmer's market in our community. That's where I get most of my good vegetables. I don't get them from the supermarkets.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. They want us dependent 100% on the system for some reason.
And that's crazy, you know. I agree with Nate right here. This is all we need. Another bill created by the government telling us one more thing we can't or can do. Ladies and gentlemen, what's America coming to? These politicians are so out of contact with the average person, they don't even really represent the people anymore. I say kick the bums out of office. But, you know, we got to go through a vote and impeachment on that, and what are our chances there? But you're the American people out there. You do have the power. All we have to do is get a little upset about it. But there is something you could do about this. There is a thing called a Tester Amendment, which would exempt small farmers and you, the citizen, from this bill created basically for big business farming. Act now or lose another freedom. It's that simple. Now we have one more news thread for you before we get into our main topic. The Tea Party, it says, from Washington, D.C., is being infiltrated and in some areas being used both by the Republicans and the Democrats. Why? Because the Tea Party, many say, is becoming just another good old boys network. This comment was said directly by Bob Kennedy out of Washington, D.C., a top Tea Party official. I witnessed this myself when I watched with my daughter the Tea Party's protest several months back on Dana Drive. You were being photographed by the feds, ladies and gentlemen. We watched it. There was a black Suburban sitting over by one of the credit unions over there, right not too far from Sears, and it had a window down and big camera inside, and if it's the news media, they're going to turn around and sit out there and show you their cameras and mingle with the crowd. But the feds don't do that, especially with a G rating license plate. Where'd that come from? Well, you know, it's time is for action, ladies and gentlemen, is now, not time to just sit around. It's time to step out of our comfort zones to get a little bit mad on what's going on. And in this Tea Party, we need the youth involved. So next time, bring somebody young along. You know, let them check out what's going on. I took my daughter, and she says the only problem with her and why she didn't, you know, wouldn't go along with that situation because they really weren't getting to the point. Now, I've only been to one of those, so I can't say. You know?
Yeah, and you look at, they're just, depending on what
media, I felt like I was in church.
Depending on what channel you listen to, you know, the Tea Party is demonized a lot in the media, so
yeah,
people already have a bad taste in their mouth about it now.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, there's a lot of people that are Fox people there, and that is also true, but there are a lot of people that are talking about what we are talking about also.
Yes, definitely there.
So there is, yeah, there's a past there, but we have to...
Well, we need to get mad. Get that Tea Party out there and get it going, and don't buy into these old boy networks. You're a grassroots organization, and it's time to kick a little butt out there.
Yeah, we saw that something was wrong with Bush. We see it now still with Obama. We can't go back to the same globalist.
Right. You're very right, Nate, 100%. Okay, there's another thing I just want to talk about here real quick. The Air Force has now sent another spy aircraft up into space. And also, we just heard from the intelligence agencies that Osama bin Laden is living in Iran. And he gets up every single morning and has a good breakfast, and he's into falconry. And a couple people who are into falconry have actually worked with him. And that's exactly what he's doing over there. He is in Iran doing pretty good from what they say over there.
This is when the mass media will show its true colors, is when they'll get together and say, we have to go to war with Iran.
Right.
Now they're going to make all these excuses. Al-Qaeda's back now. And he's in Iran. Iran's building all these nukes, you know.
Yeah. Well, we better look out because we got China that's involved in Iran and North Korea. So this could turn into a potentially really hot situation. Okay, now that we've said that, let's get on with our show's main topic tonight, the Kennedy assassination. President Kennedy, as far as I'm concerned, is one of the finest and best presidents this country ever had. And he was assassinated because, we believe, he was willing to try giving the country basically back to the American people. I remember the day he was shot and killed in Daley Plaza in Dallas, Texas. And he was assassinated on November 22nd, 1963, at 12:30 p.m. He was our 35th president. And ever since then, the conspiracy theorists have searched for the truth and what's really happened. I want to stop right here and touch on one thing about conspiracy theory. One thing that I'd like to say is that once facts have been found indicating a conspiracy, then the conspiracy theory is no longer a theory. It simply becomes fact and is a conspiracy. And that's what we're here all about at Sovereign Minds Radio. We want you to know and hear the truth, and we're going to dig until we can bring it to you, the people.
Right. The truth is easy to tell, and when everything seems to get too complicated and everything has to, and people start changing their stories and everything gets all mixed up, obviously there's something not truthful.
Very true. You know, just like a lot of people have said, it's been in the intelligence agencies and worked with them, including me, when the government and everybody tells you, we're going to protect you, we're going to help you, you're going to lose the freedom.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, you really got to watch out for that. You know, we've seen it not only in this country, but many other countries around the world. It has been said that those who killed Kennedy, we're going to touch on this, range from the mafia, J. Edgar Hoover, the crossdresser, the Israeli government, the CIA, KGB, Fidel Castro, and those running the Federal Reserve banking system, and even Cuban exile groups. But who really killed President Kennedy? Well, we're going to dig into that right now.
And they all have a nice little part to play, actually, or most.
Oh, definitely. You know, one thing, Kennedy was really tired of the old boys, good old boys network. That he, you know, he was getting ready to take action against several agencies within our very own government, and one agency that is not a part of our government. We talked about them last week, the Federal Reserve System. And, you know, the other agencies he was talking about besides the Federal Reserve was the CIA and the Mafia, which ran the unions of America at that time. And you also know his brother was the Attorney General at the time. There,
right. So. It's interesting. 3 months into Kennedy's presidency, was Bay of Pigs was launched.
Right.
Right? And
yeah.
so basically the CIA thought that since he was the son of Joe Kennedy, that it was going to be okay because he was the envoy. His dad was the envoy.
Right,
the
part of the good old boy network.
Right. So
yeah.
And then Kennedy's like, wait a minute, you know, fired the head of him, instantly fired the head of the Bay of Pigs.
Yeah, and we're going to bring in Johnson and a few other people into this right here, too. He's Johnson was really deep. He was very well known as a very ruthless individual.
But it's interesting, Alan Dulles, he was the head of, he was the guy that launched it.
Right.
He was appointed, he was basically leading the Warren Commission.
Right.
By LBJ.
Very
after
true.
After he got fired by Kennedy.
You know, it's funny, we talk about in our last show, we were talking about the Federal Reserve System, and the Rockefeller Commission was part of that. I mean, come on, you know.
Right.
You got two good old boys here trying to shut down one of the country folks, in a sense, here. Well, to begin our show with, we're going to look first at the change of routes, you know, the original routes that they had, you know, what, obviously the change in the route was because as you hear the end of our show and go through our show, you're going to find out that we're really dug deep and the original routes were changed to help this assassination attempt, we believe. Also, we're going to look at why the Secret Service was told to stand down during the assassination. We have seen videos of them being told to stand down. Now, this is a fact. If you want, go ahead.
Go ahead and Google CIA JFK assassination, Secret Service stand down, and there'll be a nice little 5-minute clip, and you can see the confusion yourself.
Okay. Well, we're going to play a clip for you here in a few seconds. But we're going to look at, like I said, why the Secret Service was told to stand down during that time. I mean, you see a Secret Service agent throwing his hands up 3 times right. as he's told to get off Kennedy's car.
And Google it.
Google it. Look at it. I mean, it's amazing. They're going, what? We're his security. What are you doing here?
Right.
And they're told to stand down a few seconds after they stepped off the car. He was assassinated. Okay, the Warren Commission, we believe, literally helped cover up the conspiracy to kill the president. We're going to play a Kennedy speech for you. And it's a hot one, ladies and gentlemen.
This one was exact right after the Bay of Pigs fiasco. It was April 1961 in New York, right after the Bay of Pigs happened.
That's right. Now, you also want to think in here, he was trying to get rid of the people, the bad people in our government.
He's trying to get the American people to stand up.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Instead of invasion, elections, on intimidation, instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night, instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned. No rumor is printed. No secret is revealed. Response and dedication of our citizens, whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion. This means greater coverage and analysis of international news, for it is no longer far away and foreign, but close at hand and local. It means greater attention to improved understanding of the news, as well as improved transmission. And it means, finally, that government at all levels must meet its obligation to provide you with the fullest possible information outside the narrowest limits of national security. And so it is to the printing press, to the recorder of man's deeds, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, that's one heck of a speech right there, and I agree with every bit of it. You know, we're talking about secret societies, free people, covenant means, covert means, everything else. But before we go any further, we're going to go into a break right now. And this is William Whitecrow with Nate and Chandler at KCNR, 1460 AM radio. This is Sovereign Minds Radio, home of Free Fire Media. If you want to call in after the first break, it's phone number 605-4567. Lines will be open after the first break. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is William Whitecrow. We're back here at Sovereign Minds Radio. And what do you think of that speech out there? For those of you who were alive during that time, you really understand what it meant. I was a young man at that time, young kid at that time. that my grandparents and everybody else are really hot on that particular speech right there. He's talking about covenant means and covert actions and, you know, everything that goes along with that, keeping our original constitution, our original traditions and things. Now, we know that things have to evolve, you know, but the thing about it is America was based on these things. We need to keep it that way. Increase security, you know, the Patriot Act, false flags, where does that come from, you know? We were really talking about censorship, concealment, and one thing that really hit me in there. Now, he turned around and said, we're supposed to point out what's wrong, what the government's doing, and what's wrong there.
Right, that's a free media, it's called, and it's not supposed to have political parties and back people. It's supposed to just give the facts.
Yeah, it's not like it was down in the Gulf of Mexico when the BP oil spill, and they wouldn't let the press go down there and film it or anything.
Yeah, that's not weird.
Oh, yeah, right. You know, I mean, this is America, freedom of speech. Monolithic, ruthless conspiracy.
Right.
Well, that's a big word that he used right there. Now, this goes back kind of with our last show. We talk about Federal Reserve System, but Kennedy had a connection here. Kennedy, like we said, wanted to get rid of those old boys' network, you know, the Federal Reserve System. He actually had money printed for the first time since the colonies. America was actually getting ready to print its own money, interest-free.
Lincoln printed the greenbacks also in
yes,
the Civil War.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I mean, he printed $4 billion in the silver.
Yep. Okay, we're going to introduce somebody right now. Nate, go ahead.
This is
Derek.
Eric.
Yeah, I know.
This is live, ladies and gentlemen. We're on it.
Yeah.
Okay, Eric, he's 19 years old, and he's
Derek. Derek. Yeah.
I'm sorry again. But anyway, we have something here that we're going to let him turn around and say, because he's been studying this, and there's a connection between Kennedy, the Federal Reserve, and some other things.
And it's a good perspective, because he's homeschooled, and he's
only
19 years old, so... He's in the younger crowd, so that's good that he's waking up and he's seeing it, too.
Yeah, we want you young people to get involved here.
And John F. Kennedy, he was well aware of this conspiracy and this plot to basically overthrow our sovereignty as a nation by stripping us of our constitutional authority to print our own currency. And this is what he said about this conspiracy 10 days before he was assassinated, actually, and I quote, "The high office of the president has been used to foment a plot to destroy the Americans' freedom, and before I leave office, I must inform the citizens of this plight." Now, I wonder what he was talking about.
Right. Yeah. He also declared the Federal Reserve would soon be out of business.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he actually this executive order 11,110. This is the executive order. I'll read it. "By virtue of the authority vested in me by Section 301 of Title 3 of the United States Code, it is ordered as follows. Section 1, Executive Order Number 10,289 of September 19, 1951, as amended, is hereby further amended by adding at the end of the paragraph 1 thereof the following subparagraph." And here now I go about it. "The authority vested in the President by paragraph B of section 43 of the Act of May 12, 1933, as amended, to issue silver certificates against any silver bullion, silver, or standard silver dollars in the Treasury, not then held for redemption of any outstanding silver certificates, to prescribe the denominations of such silver certificates, and to coin standard silver dollars and subsidiary silver currency for their redemption."
Boom, there you go. And there's been two other amendments onto that afterwards, and none of them have touched that.
That's right.
And
not one of them.
Every president can still instate this, and they don't.
You know, that's
so that's
right.
Good. At least we still have that in there. They haven't taken that yet.
Message
that's right.
To Barack Obama, you still have a chance to redeem yourself.
Yeah. Good luck with that one, buddy.
There we go. I agree.
Now, he's already burned his bridges.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of things that he's burned up.
Yeah,
but the fact of the matter is,
our Constitution.
We have 47, 48 levels of security in our country. The president's
right.
at number 17.
Right.
What's wrong with that picture?
The money people, they're the important ones.
I want to really appreciate you coming in and saying that, you know, because this is 19 years old, homeschooled, you know, great education here, and is not a member of our school system out there that is, you know, really kind of falling apart, unfortunately. Why? Because we believe Uncle Sam is involved here. You know, he is, and that's what's really hampering the school system.
Another nice little point is that virtually all of our debt has come since
1963.
Yeah,
yes, 100% of the debt.
Virtually all of it, you know. Technically, you got to say 99%. You can't say 100. You always do that if. So
that's
virtually
right.
Virtually all of it.
As you can tell, ladies and gentlemen, Nate's on fire again. We're going. Okay, is there anything else
No, we're talking about the debt. Back in 1963, we were looking at a $254 billion deficit. Boom. Once John F. Kennedy was assassinated, in the 37 years since then, our deficit has ballooned to nearly $14 trillion.
Right. Amazing.
And it's 5 months after his assassination, they stopped the silver dollar.
Yeah, they did.
Five months.
I'm surprised it took them that long.
Right, me too. Yeah.
You know, they're really trying to stomp it. You have some more information that you'd like to share here with us?
Yes. The silver certificates were removed, you know, from circulation shortly after his death, you know, five months.
Yeah.
And Executive Order 11110 has never been replaced, amended, or superseded of any subsequent executive order. So as we went over that, that can still be
right.
Okay. Well, interesting here, because we're talking about covert means and concealment here. You know, we really are. Interesting.
Are we bringing up the CIA?
And we're talking about secret societies. Kennedy was very, very adamant about knocking these people that were in these secret societies out of our government.
Especially Skull and Bones.
Yeah. Well, you look at a particular election that didn't take took place a few years back here, and we're talking to them. Basically, they were all part members. Both sides of the Republican and Democrats were...
this is the money thing.
In the deal, the money thing. Okay, if you want to call in, like I said, it's 530-605-4567, Sovereign Minds Radio here. And with that said, we want to talk about increase in security that he was talking about as well. You know, look what's happened ever since 9/11. Well, I believe 9/11 was a false flag event myself.
Oh, yeah.
And boom, those elite were able to slap in something, the Patriot Act. Mm-hmm. Now they're spying on every single normal citizen out there. A good example in our last show, we were talking about the gentleman that was down south with the FBI tracking device on his car. This is what they're doing. InfraGuard, Snap Scout. We got Doug on line one. Go ahead, Doug.
Hey, I just want to thank you guys for such a great show, and I was listening to Kennedy's speech. Had never heard that before. I'm an old guy. I'm 54. And had never heard that.
Yeah, great. It's an important one for sure.
Gratified to once again see how enlightened he was. And I also want to comment that part of his speech was focused on the media.
Yes.
And since he gave that speech, our media has been heavily consolidated, so now there's only five or six corporations.
That's right.
That control all our media. And there is something called the National Conference on Media Reform that meets every year or so, and this next year in April it'll be in Boston. And you can go to freepress.net to check out that. But we do have to be careful that as fewer powerful people control our media, we have less access to the truth. And I just wondered if you could comment on that a little bit.
Well, personally, and I know Nate and Chandler and everybody in the studio right here will back me up, media is becoming very controlled. You know, you try to go out there and say something and tell the truth, and they're going to say, well, we can put this on or we can't put this on. And I know Nate has something here to say about this, too. He's over here. He's got the bit in his mouth, and he's ready to go. So what are you going to say about this, Nate?
Well, this all boils down to there's a group called the Council on Foreign Relations.
CFR.
It was started by the Rockefellers in 1918, and their whole purpose is to get the entertainment, the news, and have it all... They are all into this one group, all consolidated. So everybody part
Control.
Of this group, you can look it up. Everybody's part of it. Hillary Clinton, Dick Cheney, everybody's part of it or speaks at it. And the Council on Foreign Relations is the whole problem.
That's right.
For the media problem.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you only have a few people that own the media, you have a problem anyway.
You look at George Soros, he owns a lot, and then you look at Rupert Murdoch, he owns the other side.
He owns the other side.
And it's just the two, those are still two puppets. They're still the answer to these Rothschilds and these Rockefellers.
Oh, the elite that's out there, you know. What do you think? You believe that the media, Doug, is really controlled out there?
He's gone.
Doug's gone. We really appreciate your input there, Doug, definitely. And you're right, 100%. There's things going on out there. You know, our Constitution is not being followed as it needs to be. Freedom of speech should be just something that is inherent in everything and everything we do out there. Now, you can be arrested when an officer's talking to you if you speak your mind on things. You know, I've seen it happen to people, you know, and there's nothing that we can do about that. You know, they got the power. They got the badge. They got the gun. They got this. Now, I'm not saying all officers are bad out there. I know quite a few that are good. But you do have those out there that are in that program. And we'll talk about officers during the Kennedy assassination there. But I want to get back on these the censorship and the concealment here of what they're doing, what these groups are doing. And we're going to talk about the intimidation and infiltration things about not invasion here. You know, if somebody wants to infiltrate your country, that's the best way to do it. Go in there one person at a time, good old boys, get everything going. Instead of coming in with an army and tanks and everything, yeah, it's a lot easier to infiltrate groups and society situations that are already there.
In the Communist Manifesto, it's called a nonviolent revolution. They have two, nonviolent and a violent revolution. And they are more advocate of the nonviolent revolution.
That's
if you
right.
see a violent
right.
revolution, it's usually staged.
Yes, usually is staged.
And then you,
good example of that was Cuba.
Yeah, absolutely. And who is all up in Cuba?
Yep, mafia.
CIA, mafia.
That's part of the big things. And we're going to touch on that in the radio show here. Monolithic, ruthless conspiracy. Now, ladies and gentlemen, he was talking about people in our own country. He was talking about these bankers, and he mentioned this, and the secret societies and everything. Our administrations that we have had, notice I didn't say administration, I said administrations, have been full of these people that belong to these secret societies. Within your presidency, within the Treasury Department, there's all kinds of connections connected with the Federal Reserve System, the CIA covert operations, things like that. Leon Panetta right now is head of the CIA there. You know, we'd like you to give us a call if you're out there, Leon, and give us your point of view on what's going on out there. But realistically, we probably won't get that phone call.
All right.
You know, so let's get on with some points here on this assassination. Let's talk about the single gunman theory. I think that's been really blown out of the water. Two Marine weapons specialists said that the amount of shots that Oswald was supposed to have fired from the retrieved weapon was literally impossible to do. We want you to call in again if you get a chance. Area code 530-605-4567. And, you know, the lines are open. Just butt in. Break us up here. We'll get hot on this subject.
Yeah. I think the best way is just to look who's going to profit from it. That's
right.
You know, you got to follow the money, and it leads right to it.
Anytime something's happening, you got to follow the money. I mean, because that's what this is all about. You and I might not be into that, but these people that have the money want to make sure that their programs are in operation going through the way they
right.
want them to go. Okay, now the single gunman theory, let's talk about that for a second here. We got witnesses that were in many different areas of the crowd. Many witnesses said that this first shots came from the Dow Techs building right across from the book depository. And other ones said it came from the grassy knoll, and we got some eyewitnesses on that fact, and we will talk about them. But we have Shelley on line one. Go ahead, Shelley.
Hi.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Pretty good. What you got for us?
Well, I'm a little off subject, but I had a question for Nate. I was listening in last week, and he was talking about his first and foremost documentary that he would suggest for new people and listeners to tune into, and I can't remember what it was when you guys were talking about different videos and
right,
stuff to Google and whatnot.
Right. Just to get a good base start, I would go to Endgame.
Yeah.
Just Blueprint for Global Enslavement is called Endgame. Just look up Google Endgame. It'll be one of the top ones. But then,
okay.
And then also for the money system, check out Hyperinflation Nation.
Definitely.
If you want to see where
that's what it was.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. If you want to,
that's a spooky one.
If you want to see where our money's going, you just look at history, look at the past countries that have done it, and that's what we're doing. So
look at every depression and every single downfall our country's had economically since its existence, and it's been connected here. You know, with all this that we're talking about. And the Hyperinflation Nation is mm-hmm. I have to agree with you.
You have to have
awesome.
A sound currency.
Yeah.
No interest. There's no debt, you know. So it's just a burden on the people interest.
Sure. Is there anything else you'd like to say, Shelley?
I would just like to tell you guys that I am so stoked on you having this radio station up here in Northern California. And I hope that you have an outreach to all of the young people, because it's our generation that needs to make a difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got it, girl.
So just keep doing what you're doing, and I'm so excited about this.
Well, you spread the word.
Everybody I know.
Yeah, spread the word for us. We'll keep it going as long as we can.
That is the reason we
as
have this.
As long as we
studio.
Have people behind us, we can keep this going.
Exactly. You got it. That's exactly, Nate took the words right out of my mouth, and so did Chandler. But the main thing here, this show is for you. This show is for the younger generation.
Well, that's good, because we need it, because we need some serious help.
Yeah. Well, definitely, and this is your future. You know, those people of us that are 45, 50 on up, you know, we're pretty well set in what we got going. You guys, this is your future. You got to have a word to say, and you should be really upset about what things are going on right now.
We're in really historic times, and it's up to us to stand up. We're writing the history books right now.
Yes, yes, we are. You guys out there are writing the history books right now. You know, that's the key, right? Let's keep that going. Okay, we're going to...
Definitely.
Yeah, thank you very much for that comment. Is there anything else?
That's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay, this is William Whitecrow, and this is Sovereign Minds Radio. And you can, like I said, call in, area code 530-605-4567. And this is home of Free Fire Media. William Whitecrow, Nate Chandler back. This is Sovereign Minds Radio. We're going to just touch base real quick on the single gunman theory here. It's kind of funny that an officer that had turned around, had been an officer for many years in Dallas, Texas, when he got to the murder weapon, it was a 7.65 millimeter with a 4x18 scope. And this was the first weapon identified. It's kind of funny that the FBI had turned around and said, oh, no, it was a 6.5 millimeter. It's been proven right off the top that the FBI and the CIA did manipulate and mess with their the files of all this particular type of information. The crowds heard weapons fire coming from three different directions. The grassy knoll situation, the overpass, they heard it from the Daltex building and the book depository. And a lot of things that people don't understand that, ladies and gentlemen, there was a bullet hole in the President Kennedy's car through the windshield right above the mirror, and that was the last shot fired before his head jerked back.
Right, exactly. And if you just look at those videos and pay attention, you can see the driver just waiting.
He's looking back.
He's
like,
waiting for Kennedy to be dead because Kennedy was choking on a bullet, and this guy is sitting back on his brake looking at Kennedy while he's standing over choking on a bullet. So
definitely.
It's clear as day, and it shows that.
Yeah, his training says he should be on the gas, out of there, and the first bullet, first sign of a shot.
What's he doing, stepping on the brake?
But he's waiting for his head to explode until he steps on the pedal.
Okay, we have Pam on line one.
Yes, I have a question.
Sure.
I'm wondering about the media playing into people's fear, and what I mean by that is that, you know, when we're talking about security, people seem to really want security, and they're willing to trade their freedom for that. And I wondered if you could speak to that, because that just seems crazy to me. Why would I, you know, let go of freedom to be allegedly, you know, protected?
I agree with you 100% there, ma'am. 100%. Now, you got everybody in here shaking their heads, you know, nodding, agreeing with you. The media is part of the big problem here, mainstream media.
Well, Ben Franklin said, anybody willing to give up one freedom is going to lose them all and deserves to.
And that's exactly what he said, and he's right 100%, because the media is really going by the big players out there. You know, they're part of their big corporations, and when your paycheck depends on what amount.
No, she hung up.
Okay. The media out there is really playing along with these big corporations. They're trying to spread this fear-mongering, and they want us all to be, oh, my God, what's going to happen next? You know, we really can't be that way. In America, we're strong people. We're strong individuals. And people that live in the North State are strong individuals or country people. It doesn't matter if you live in the city. You're in the mountains still. And we see the truth. And that's one of the reasons why we all got together and done this show, is because we're seeing what's going on out there with the mainstream media. And thank God we got people like Carl and his wife and everything that allow us to have these shows and things like this and do this, because he really wanted to get the information out there, too. He wanted a conspiracy show to help bring the knowledge and what's really happened out there to the people. You know, and Nate here, Chandler, myself, and everybody else here, we have to understand that don't pay attention to everything the media says. It's really set there to keep you in this matrix of fear, and it's a lot of deception that's going on out there, and they say one thing, and it's really something else. And that's why we're doing our show right now, doing this. And
they are bought and paid for.
100%.
So they all have agenda. They're all pushing that agenda. and they will unite in that agenda on certain issues like the H1N1 and,
we
and
won't.
The VAT tax.
Well, if they want me to take a flu shot, they can take a hike.
Did you know Beck, he said that inflation's going to get us out of this problem? He agrees with that.
That's the biggest bogus thing I ever heard.
That but is the problem.
He did say that. Yes, it's very true. Okay, we're going to turn around to witness intimidation. We're going to talk about it here. It's funny that the Warren Commission and the Rockefeller Commission, these are all, you know, people on both sides of those commissions are bankers and stuff of this nature. There was one banker in there on the Warren Commission I know of that worked with the Rockefellers and stuff. And we have a...
Oh, yeah. His name was... Here, I got to get this real quick here.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, I'm going to...
Yeah, John J. McCloy. He was the former president of the World Bank, the former president of the Chase Manhattan Bank. He was a chairman on the CFR, and he was a trustee in the Rockefeller Foundation, and this man was appointed to the Warren Commission. Now tell me, how does a banker know anything about solving crimes and solving assassinations?
That's right. Well, he's in there for his own personal interests. You know, watch that money. You know, because Kennedy was going to take that out.
Yeah.
He
maybe
was getting rid
how,
of the Federal Reserve.
Maybe that's how that magic bullet worked. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, that was Arlen Specter.
Oh, yeah.
Arlen Specter came up with the magic bullet there. Oh, and he was the senator, you know.
Also, yeah, senator. Yeah. I mean, interesting. Ridiculous.
Yeah, and, you know, Gerald Ford was also on that commission, yep. And voila, he became president.
Well, Gerald Ford, there's a lot of things with
maybe
him.
Nixon
that
was mixed
in.
Up in it.
Okay, well, we're going to go on into the CIA connection right here. There's many, like I said in the beginning of the show, many things, but it really boils down to a few things. It boils down to the what seems to be the Federal Reserve, those people that were going to get their, you know, taken out of power. With the money, and then finally America was going to print its own. We also have CIA operations going on during this time with organized crime. Very important things to touch on. Do you have anything here, Nate, to say on that?
Yeah, I know there's a lady. She was LBJ's mistress.
Yeah,
so
Miss Brown.
Yeah, Madeline Brown. Mm-hmm. And you can, if you just Google LBJ's mistress, she'll come up, and it's just her. It's just sitting in her backyard, and
boy.
It's her telling her account of LBJ and her experiences with him.
Oh, yeah.
And
ruthless,
it goes into ruthless, and it goes into even the Kennedy assassination the night before, how she didn't expect him to see him. She was at this big party with people like Nixon and people like Connally. They were all at this
she
party
the
night
people.
Before.
Yeah.
And then also an LBJ shows up, obviously, to get sworn in the next day.
Well, it was well known for Lyndon B. Johnson that... you could turn around if you needed something happen. You want a card game, you want a prostitute, something like this. He was the man to go to. And you know who his man was?
Jack Ruby.
And you know who Jack Ruby's woman was? Rose, a prostitute that was picked up 3 days before by a lieutenant from the Louisiana State Police.
Madeline brings her up, too, in her interview.
There you go. Well, the thing about this, for 3 days before the assassination, Rose turned around and told this lieutenant, listen, Kennedy's going to be assassinated. Well, we come to find out, Rose is the... shacked up with Jack Ruby, which was a nightclub owner. And finally, this individual, this lieutenant, started believing her and what was going on. And bam, 3 days later, Kennedy's assassinated. Interesting that a prostitute would know that. And she was hooked in with everybody from Jack Ruby to Oswald and everybody else.
Right. H.L. Hunt is a big oil guy. Him and LBJ got together in 1960, basically, is when they planned this assassination. They all...
Yeah, it all started in 60.
They didn't like... They hated Kennedy.
Yeah,
they hated him.
Well, no, Johnson was worried about not being on the next Kennedy ticket in 1964, too. You know, and it's unfortunate that we got these things happening out there. But Nellie Conley, the Texas governor that was riding with Kennedy, is very adamant that the bullet that hit her husband was separate from the ones that hit Kennedy. Now, that's an eyewitness in the car.
Oh, his wife?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Didn't know that. Roy Kellerman, Secret Service agent, said that during the time he gave this quick interview, that a flurry of shells came into the car. Oh, flurry of shells? 1, 2, 3. You know, we're not talking 1, 2, 3.
And then the magic bullet that was happened to be on the gurney,
mm-hmm.
that was next to John Connally's gurney.
Exactly.
There was nothing wrong with the bullet.
Nothing wrong with it.
Right.
It was perfect
but
shape.
But shrapnel was taken out of John Connally's arm and leg. So
how can that be possible if the whole bullet's there?
I don't understand.
You know, we got that going there. Okay, we're going to talk about Lee Bowers, railroad worker. Boy, say that three times fast. Said he witnessed two individuals on the grassy knoll, because he was up in a tower working in the rail yard, switching trains and everything. He also said that he seen either a flash of light at that location or a puff of smoke. there's direct witnesses as far as I'm concerned.
Right. Well, you just, as usual, if you go look at the first accounts of when it was actually happening, it was getting broadcast live, and you can hear the accounts. Well, the people are running up towards the grassy knoll. Everybody was trying to go up and heroically get this shooter.
That's right.
And people were all ducked down looking up towards this grassy knoll.
That's right.
So
also, we have E. Howard Hunt, a CIA operative, and on his deathbed confession.
Right. That's a good one.
And this man right here turned around and admitted that the Johnson was involved in this with the CIA and several other people. There is no doubt that this is a covert CIA intelligence-type operation at the time. I firmly believe that at 100%. President Johnson's mistress, Madeline D. Brown, like Nate said, go back and watch that video. You know, but one thing when we were watching the video earlier, I want to talk about this. You notice how if you watch these videos, you'll see he's going through a crowd, and because the route was changed. And then all of a sudden he turns the corner, there's no crowd.
Right.
Now, if you're in any type of operations to take out somebody, you're going to want to hear that there's less collateral damage if you're going in for a surgical strike. This is strict up, straight up military operation.
Less witnesses, too.
Yeah, exactly. And the funny thing about this whole situation here is when he turned that corner, there was nobody there. You look at the video, you'll see. And with that said right there, I believe that that was the kill zone. And it was a kill zone because that's exactly when you see the Secret Service agents literally holding their hands up in the air like you would going, what is going on? You know, three times he did this.
Right.
And then he was told to stand down, back away. At that point, there was no security around the president's car at all.
Yeah, from my perspective, my grandpa, he worked for the Pentagon. After the Pentagon, he worked for some government agency, which we don't know, apparently. But when asked who killed Kennedy, it was without even hesitation that we did it.
Yeah. That's what my grandfather also said during that time. Well, I want to talk on one thing here. Oswald was first arrested, not for the Kennedy assassination, but for the death of Officer J.D. Tippit, and that's T-I-P-P-I-T. With that said, we have to understand that there's more to this. This goes into the deeper CIA thing. Roscoe White. In 1990, Roscoe's son Ricky made public a claim that his father, who had been a Dallas police officer in 1963, was involved in the killing of the president. Roscoe's widow, Geneva, also claimed that before her husband's death in 1971, he left a diary in which he revealed that he was one of the marksmen who shot the president, and also that he killed Officer J.D. Tippit. Now, that is totally the opposite of what the FBI and the Dallas Police Department said. That's why they arrested Oswald. Now, here we have another man on his deathbed, not only a CIA operative, which they called a bench warmer in the Kennedy assassination, saying that he killed the officer.
Right. Go look at E. Hunt. I mean, he's awesome, and he did the same thing, the deathbed we were just talking about.
Yeah.
He left that list, and it was just a simple little list, bubble diagram on top. It said LBJ, down next, Quartermeyer. In Quartermeyer, it happened that Kennedy was having an affair with his wife.
That's right.
So LBJ just knew he was a good guy to go to. And
well, doesn't this sound like the normal political stuff that's happening in America today?
Oh.
Somebody going to bed with somebody else and all this, you know? I mean, come on.
And then David Morales, and then Bill Harvey, and then the French gunman on the grassy knoll. Those were the four.
That's right.
Four bubble diagrams that E. Howard or E. Hunt gave.
That's right.
So
the Frenchman
gunman
on the knoll is a very important thing. And because he was called in. There were other operatives called in from the Middle East at the time that ended up in Florida, and we can go into that in another show. We're getting short on time and things, but we want to tell you people that a lot of the documents in the Kennedy assassination still have not been released. And before the HSCA, the House Subcommittee on the Assassination, do you know that there was right around 31 to 34 people killed before that commission came up?
You mean all witnesses?
All witnesses to the Kennedy assassination.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Three
stuff.
CIA officers connected to Oswald were assassinated right before they could testify.
Yep, that's right.
I mean, there's a huge list that you could get into, but the evidence just from their story is so overwhelming. You don't even need to get into it, but it's just nice to say also.
Yeah, well, that's our job to get into it and dig. Okay. Well, you know, with these saying right here, the Lee Bowers operating the railroad interlocking tower, he had a direct line of sight. You have to believe a man like that. I mean, you know, he doesn't have anything to gain. He's not part of the money situation. And with that said, we are going to have to go into break. again here.
End it.
We're going to have to end the show.
But I say really quick.
Go, Nate.
This government did this. They've been in power since then. So we really need to just be careful of who's running the show.
Yeah,
we need
definitely.
To stand up.
Definitely. America, and especially the youth out there, you guys, this radio station is for you. We got things going, and it's hot, and we're not going to stop. We want you guys to hear the truth, and we want to hear what you got to say. And with that said, you know, this is William Whitecrow, Nate, and Chandler of Sovereign Minds Radio at KCNR 1460 AM on your dial, home of Free Fire Media. And you call in anytime you want, and we want to turn around and thank all those people that have been calling into our show. You know, this is something that's very important for everybody to know. What we are doing with each show is showing you a chain of command, showing you events that are happening.
And our next show, we got Dane Wigington coming on. We're
awesome,
gonna be, we're going to be going into the chemtrails.
Yeah.
And so if you are pro or
Project
against,
Cloverleaf.
Call in. This is a big subject. It's happening right now. We're getting experts in.
60,000 parts per million right now out there in the snow of Mount Shasta. What's going on here? And with that said, like we said, this is William Whitecrow with Sovereign Minds Radio at KCNR 1460 AM on your dial. Tune in next week when we are going to talk about
chemtrails.
Chemtrails. Yes, we are. Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. God bless.